It's Monday, October 29th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor David Platt, who leads McLean Bible Church in Washington, D.C., recently visited the border between North and South Korea, praying for persecuted believers outside a demolished church in the world's most oppressive regime in one video he posted. Listen to Pastor Platt.
Just 70 years ago, this was a church building in North Korea, and it was destroyed by communists, and all kinds of torturing and killing happened inside this church building. The history actually behind this church goes back before even communists take over, because when Japan was ruling here and the pastor at this church refused to participate in shrine worship, the pastor was martyred. So right behind me is just a picture of faithful saints who over the last century worshiped Christ here and paid for it with their life. It's a reminder of church buildings like this all across North Korea. So they estimate there's about 3,800 church buildings in North Korea, all of which are destroyed, or some of them are used as communist training facilities. I want to ask you to join with me in just praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters in North Korea right now. God, we pray that you would strengthen them, that you would uphold them with your righteous right hand. God, that you would help them in every way as they're worshiping in secret, as some of them have been exposed and are in labor camps right now. God, we pray, please, please strengthen them, sustain them.
In a follow-up clip on Twitter, Platt revealed that he was inside a tunnel that North Koreans had dug in an attempt to escape into South Korea. In the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in America, 11 Jewish people were killed and 6 others were injured, including 4 police officers, during a shooting on Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. KDKA reported that the suspected gunman, 48-year-old Robert Bowers, who was armed with an AR-15 and 3 handguns, yelled, quote, "All Jews must die," end quote. Bowers, who was in fair condition at a hospital after being shot several times by police, was charged late on Saturday with 29 federal counts, including hate crimes and weapons offenses, reports the Associated Press. In a speech before the Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump shared his heart.
This wicked act of mass murder is pure evil. Our nation and the world are shocked. This was an anti-Semitic act. Our minds cannot comprehend the cruel hate and the twisted malice that could cause a person to unleash such terrible violence during a baby naming ceremony at a sacred house of worship.
Residents in a central New Brunswick Canadian village are seeking an apology from officials who allowed a quote-unquote straight pride flag to be raised in the center of town, reports the CBC. The flag, which depicted interlinked male and female symbols on a background of black and white horizontal lines, has been raised by some American conservative groups in response to homosexual pride events. Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy, said, quote, "If we live in a world where it's okay to brag about how proud you are to be attracted to members of the same sex, the plain and simple truth is it's flat out hypocritical to get offended when people who are not homosexual want to celebrate their sexuality too," end quote. Ephesians 5:31 says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." On Wednesday, a federal judge in Texas rejected a lawsuit filed against a library for hosting a drag queen story time funded by taxpayer dollars, reports FaithWire.com. A group of self-proclaimed, quote-unquote, Christ followers filed the lawsuit against the Houston Public Library and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner after the city sponsored a drag queen story time event for children. The Freed Montrose Neighborhood Branch, where the story hour took place, is located in Houston's historic homosexual neighborhood. You can call the library at 832-393-1800 to politely object to the taxpayer-funded drag queen story hour. On Friday, NBC fired talk show host Megyn Kelly after she said last Tuesday that it was appropriate for white people to dress in blackface as part of their Halloween costumes. Kelly started Wednesday with an on-air apology, which was not enough.
Good morning, everyone. and welcome to the show. I'm Megyn Kelly, and I want to begin with two words. I'm sorry. You may have heard that yesterday we had a discussion here about political correctness and Halloween costumes. And that conversation turned to whether it is ever okay for a person of one race to dress up as another, a black person making their face lighter or a white person making theirs darker, to make a costume complete. I defended the idea, saying as long as it was respectful and part of a Halloween costume, it seemed okay. Well, I was wrong, and I am sorry.
NBC might have been looking for an excuse to get rid of her. On Kelly's watch, ratings in the 9 a.m. hour of today shed 400,000 viewers, or 13% of its audience, compared to when the show was previously hosted by Al Roker and Tamron Hall. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.